Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
The Defend the Constitution rally here in Waynesboro, Tennessee. And we're at the CNN booth here at the rally. Of course, they couldn't get us with Wi-Fi out there, so we're a ways away from the action. You'll probably hear some of the people out there yelling and screaming when they do. And we've got a bunch of people here. We've got Bing Fisher here beside me, and we're going to have ourselves a four-hour block of radio today from on location here in Waynesboro, Tennessee. Reading in the news on Sunday morning, as last Sunday, as everyone was getting ready for church, I was already ready, found an article that asked a question that I had thought of for a long time. Why do atheists try to run everyone else's beliefs? Why don't they just stay silent and live their own lives without interfering in ours? That was something I never could understand. They want us to do that when it comes to them. But when it comes to us, they just can't stay silent and live their own lives. But I guess that's too much to ask. This article answered one of those questions by stating that atheists are offended by something they don't even believe in. Easily led. Brad Stein takes on atheists in a funny, common-sense approach. Standing up to evil is a lot easier with God on your side. In the video that was part of the article, it said atheists are irrational. And what he says makes a lot of sense here, folks. And here's what some of what he said. He said, we have people that are so self-absorbed that just because their little zinging niche market is not being zinging represented, they want to freak atheists. The only ideology that really freaks me out, atheists. Atheists want under God taken out of the pledge of all of the allegiance. Because why? It offends them. I like, dude, you're an atheist. You don't even believe God is real. How can he offend you? Who is more irrational, the guy who believes in a God he cannot see, or a guy who is offended by something he doesn't even believe in? What else is freaking you out? Unicorns? Oh, they're saying the unicorn word in school. Run, run. For crying out loud, it's become ridiculous. I don't care what you think. We look at life and think it has purpose and meaning. We think it is that love is real, and courage is real, nobility is real, and honor is real. None of those ideals that I just told you about that you believe in is real. It's not in matter. It's not in molecules. Not material. It's transcendent. Something beyond our humanness. It's something we couldn't have got to on our own. It's something that certainly wasn't evolved by evolution, because evolution says that whatever happens to survive is all that matters. That's all that matters, which means that right and wrong doesn't exist. Culture just creates it as it goes. You got to be kidding me. You see beauty. You see the majesty of creation, for crying out loud. You see God and his handiwork. How can you not see that? I'm looking around here. I see everything I see has to be created by, even the stuff that is here that was made by man, it was created by God because he gave us the intelligence to do this. And that's just all there is to it. Well, then you get them coming back and say, well, God is a crutch. Yeah? Well, not believing in God is a coma. You don't see nothing. Anthony Flew, for 50 years, one of the most famous philosophical atheists in the world, teaches at Oxford. one of the most influential atheist philosophers in the world, wrote about 30 books on it. Recently, he said he's a deist. Now, you know what was the convincing force for him? Intelligent design theory by doctorates and double doctorates who say something must have done this. Couldn't have been done by chance. He was convinced, and after 50 years, he's now a deist. Intelligent design theory, same theory that a judge in Georgia used to say, you're not allowed to teach kids because he's smarter than atheist philosopher from Oxford. You got to be prepared, folks, prepared to battle for our country's standards of morality. What is going to base this next generation on, God or just matter? But like I say, there's a whole bunch of people like us who want our country back, and we are willing to fight for it. Welcome to this episode of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show from on location down here in southern Tennessee. It's your host, Robert Burke, as we delve into the wrongdoings of the Obama administration and the Affordable Care Act, ways that politicians of our nation's capital are working to get rid of consequences and punishments. We're having a blast, and we're all sitting out here. The breeze is blowing on us. The sun is shining. It's close to probably 75 degrees. Absolutely gorgeous out here. And we hope that you stick with us as we run through everything and try and give you a show that might be memorable. Who knows? But a few weeks ago on a show that I missed, was my one-year anniversary with CNM, and there's been a lot of changes in the network since I joined, all for the better. And join me for another great installment of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. I don't have any bumpers today because, like, we're on location, so we'll just get right into it. I think one of the things that the government always monitor our feelings and monitor what we are saying and doing, think of it. Every time we start listening and making comments about how the government is overstepping its constitutional bounds, the federal government comes out with a new statement that is sure to take our minds off of what they are doing to us. Most of the time, the things they say make us mad. Now about this one. The White House counterterrorism and Homeland Security advisor, Lisa Monaco, gave a speech last week in which she urged parents to watch their children for signs of confrontational behavior, which could be an indication of them becoming terrorists. That one caught me, and I burst out laughing on that one. I thought, okay, well, I've got a daughter who is becoming a teenager now, and she is getting confrontational on a couple of things, so I guess that means, according to the government, she's becoming a terrorist. But during the speech at Harvard University's John F. Kennedy School of Government on Tuesday night, Monaco, who replaced John Brennan last year in overseeing the executive branch's Homeland Security activity, said that personality changes in their children at home. It used to be, you know, if they had a sudden personality change, all of a sudden they were on drugs and the government had to monitor them for that. Now it's not. It's something totally different. They're becoming terrorists, whether we know it or not. So what kind of behaviors are we talking about, she asked. For the most part, they're not related directly to plotting attacks. They're more subtle. For instance, parents might see a sudden personality changes in their children at home, becoming confrontational. Monaco lamented the fact that government is rarely in a position to observe these early signs, encouraging parents to act as watchdogs to detect radicalization in line with President Obama's goal of combating homegrown extremism. Well, ho, there we got it. Obama thinks we're all terrorists anyway. So that's just one of the things that, you know, we all knew this, didn't we? I'm just actually kind of surprised that Obama really hasn't come out right out and said, hey, you guys are all terrorists and we're going to come and take you away, and that way we won't have any opposition to any of my stuff now, will we? And it just had a truck just pull up in front of the booth out here. It's got one of those airboats on it. Boy, now that would be fun. Get out there and sit on that thing and just go roaring across the river out back here and have all kinds of fun with that one. That would be, you know, take my wife out there and have a lot of fun doing that. But over the last decade, the federal government has broadened its definition of what constitutes potential terrorism to such a degree that the term has lost all meaning and is clearly being used as a political tool to demonize adversarial political activism. And you see this from Harry Reid all the time. He did it only the other day when he caused outrage when he labeled supporters of the Nevada cattle rancher Cliven Bundy as domestic terrorists. So there, if you have a tendency to agree with his stance on those, you know, Cliven Bundy and on what he was trying to do with his land out there, which essentially was, you know, one of the things a lot of people don't understand, that was federal land that had been set aside for the farmers to use. And he's been using this, him and his family have been using this from since, I think, for decades now. And all of a sudden, finds out that I guess he's conservative and they don't like that because he could go completely against the way they feel. So they want him off this land. And they probably gave some stupid little remark about how there's a little animal that nobody cares about, but it's suddenly in bad shape. And there's that airboat. You just started it. Oh, he shut it off. Darn it. But we have to stop and think about what the government is doing, because if we don't, we're in a crap load of trouble, because, you know, most Americans don't really have the idea that the government is something that they have to involve themselves in. We never really have. As a free people, we've got our own lives. We do our own stuff. We have jobs that we have to fulfill our obligations to. We have families we have to take care of, even though Hillary tries to tell us that our kids are not ours. They're all the village, and everybody takes care of this kind of thing. But what we need to realize is that people have their own lives to live. They can't come off and do those, you know, figure out what the government is doing against us unless they go to the point, like right now, they've gotten to the point where all of a sudden our freedoms that we hold dear have suddenly started disappearing, and there seems to be no stop to it. And there seems to be absolutely no stop to it. And what they're looking at is kind of like backlash against the old Edmund Burke quote about, you know, evil prevailing when good men do nothing. Well, for generations, good men have done nothing, allowed the government to do whatever they darn well please, and the government has gotten into this cruise control on this where they just go and go and go, and they don't give a thought to what we want, because we've never really given them any trouble from that before. But now that we have, we're all terrorists, so we have to really be careful about that one. We are in a spot where we're kind of having a little bit of trouble on that. We've got to do something about that, because if we don't, the government isn't going to change. We've been telling you that conservativenationmedia.com is making some big changes, and they will start, this next change anyway, will start on May 6th. That's when Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance moves to Tuesday. Tennessee's issues are spreading out all over America, and Dave Vance brings his veterans' insights, most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Tuesday after May 6th. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, moving to Tuesdays, May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And that's one of the reasons why I like being with this network, because to me, America always has to win, no matter what. We are, I kind of went way over on that last little bunch of mine, so I'm at the break now. I'll go ahead and take a 15-minute break, and we'll be right back with more.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, pcsforautomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And, okay, just when you think you've dangled leftists in D.C., pull something else. They're going to keep on doing it until we, the people, run them out of town on a rail. And, folks, that is really our only option anymore. But what about in the meantime? What are you going to do to protect your family, your property, your sacred rights as an American when the left-wingers try to redistribute food and who knows what else in the name of social justice? Don't wait for the left to turn our world upside down. Well, pretty much already is, but get ready now. Make sure you can provide for your family in an emergency by going to the Patriot Depot, America's best-known warehouse for all your patriotic gear and survival needs. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. You'll find everything from the emergency supplies, food, to emergency, to patriotic gear you'll need today and in the future. That's Patriot Depot at conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And you are listening to conservativenationmedia.com, and we're broadcasting here live from on location from the Defend the Constitution rally. And this last section that I was on, I had muted my mic for a little bit because I had somebody talking to me beside me here, and so I muted it. I forgot to unmute it. So this last section there was absolutely nothing went through, and that's kind of sad. Every once in a while, I'll get myself on a rant, and I'll go, and I had a good one. I'm pretty sure I did. Anyway, I can't remember much of what I said, but fortunately, work with humans and mistakes are made. I started out with an article that I had from CNS News, and it was the headline of the article that I found was a quote from Harry Reid this week when he said, "We are a nation of laws, not a nation of women, men and women." And my first thought on that whole thing was, we're a nation of laws, but not the way that everybody thinks about it. Everybody thinks, laws are on the books. We have to obey the laws that are on the books. But our government thinks about laws in a totally different way. They think, laws are there, only they create Pelosi and or we have to abide and obey, because they just suddenly had this whim come up on that says, we have this law about this today. Channels anymore, they just make up the laws and run with them. Obamacare, great example of this, because right now, as the Affordable Care Act, it is supposedly the law of the land. We have news, and I think even the Blaze Network has said that it is the law of the land. We have to adhere to it to a certain point. But my point is this. The House of Representatives is the purse strings of the nation. But the House of Representatives, it's not a law. And that's where people have lost what is going on. Obamacare has gone through the House of Representatives, but it's never been passed there. It's never been funded there. It's always been voted on, I think it's like something like 80 or 90 times now, that it has voted on to be defunded. And because it's only been voted on to be defunded, it hasn't been voted on to be passed, so it, to me, is not a law. It's a fraud, which is why I call it the Affordable Care Act. And that's why I'm glad that I live in a little bitty town in the middle of Indiana where not many people listen to my show. Maybe a couple hundred in a week. And I know that Obama will probably never hear it, because he's not interested in the truth about the way America is supposed to be run. He's not interested in the way the people think, but that what the Constitution says are his under the law. He's not interested in saying law when it comes to these laws, they are options of everyone else, not the way it's really supposed to be. All us people here think of them as our employees, which really they are. They're there in Washington, D.C. to represent us, not the other way around. We're not here to represent them. We're not here to do what they want us to do, and that's where Obamacare has gone over the limit. You know, it's like it's telling us we have to adhere to what he says. No, we don't. And I won't do it. I haven't done it. I haven't even been on the Obamacare site yet. Let him come after me for that. But I haven't, and I don't plan to be. It's something I'll never do. Once I do, then they've caused me because they can get every bit of information they want just by me going to that site. I can already get my information in a number of ways. I ain't going to get it through that site. This last 15 minutes was kind of saddening for me because I did have myself a good rant. But one of the things that I was going to talk about in this section was we have a thing that happened here with a imam, an Islamic imam that is here in Tennessee. And this article I found in the New York Times, and it was titled "Muslim Imam Upset with 9/11 Documentary Because It States the Terrorists Were Muslims." Well, duh. And it came up with a thing. It says, "Hey, remember when Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg walked off the set of The View because Bill O'Reilly had the gall to say well, they were, weren't they?" Well, those two aren't the only ones who have. And it seems that some of the people tell us what we need to be thinking and what we need to not be thinking and what we need to be documentary, a documentary that is called the Riot Al-Qaeda document the terrorists behind 9/11 as Islamists. That was horrible. The document will be featured at the 9/11 in New York City. It's narrated by Brian Williams of NBC News and has a round of perspective on 9/11. The film also states that the terrorists viewed their mission achieved. So, isn't this something we all knew in the first place? This is stuff we all heard. If we were around on 9/11, what happened? This is stuff we heard sometime during that day. Since all of that is totally accurate, it is therefore a foregone conclusion that the film is going to upset somebody. Truth has a funny way of peeing and annoying. And, you know, we've watched that with Obama. He gets really annoyed when the truth hits him. But it says, indeed, it has upset at least one Muslim imam, and that's here in Tennessee. The screen in its present state with Muslim believers as well as Muslim visitors to the museum. Sheikh Mustafa El-Azabawi, the imam of Masjid, director, he went on to say, unsophisticated visitors who do not understand the difference between Al-Qaeda and Muslims may come away with a prejudiced view of Islam, or maybe a truthful one, leading to antagonism and hesitation toward Muslim believers near the site. So what's his solution? Hide the truth so that people unsophisticated might not be prejudiced. And when people ask, hey, why did those people fly planes into the skyscrapers? What's the politically correct answer that we should give them? Sorry, folks, the truth is they claim to be Muslim. Whether they were truly Muslim is a debate that will leave to Islamic theologians or whatever. In the meantime, let's just tell the truth about them, the cold, dark truth. Now, wouldn't that be the way to do it? At least I think it should be the way to do it, but apparently to the left and everyone else out there, the truth is not the way to go anymore. And we need to stop doing that because it offends people, especially the ones who are offended by the truth. It seems we have to keep doing what is best for this country, and I think what is best for this country is telling the truth. That's the way I look at it. Our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. Jim McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers. So what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor about your kids' picture of them. You're old school, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America. PM Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Now, Radio Free America's out there, and only one is the true one with Duke Brooks here on Conservative Nation Media. Jesse Jackson knows racism. It's his job. And he's so good at spotting it that he can find it where others can't. One knock on him that is not that he sees things in black and white, but rather just in black. Champion of racial injustice has taken considerable for ignoring the horrible hate crime in Detroit, where white motorist Utash was beaten nearly to death by a group of black thugs. Where the race is reversed in this case, Jackson surely would have condemned the attackers for 2 weeks now. He has been silent. Social media and the blogosphere has lit up, calling Jackson a hypocrite, which he is. After all, a hate crime is no less adherent if the victim happens to be white, but according to him it is. With his credibility on the line, Jackson finally broke his silence this week, saying in a phone interview, "It was an act of meanness and evil that must be handled. What they did was wrong, and I know it was morally wrong. There's ignorance based in knowledge, and that's why you have to pull the walls down and live together. Our climate is so racially charged, it's a product of the sickness of culture." Well, here's the problem, folks. The sickness in culture is going to be there no matter what. No matter what, there's always going to be racism. There's always going to be people who don't like other people. And, you know, there are people I don't like that are not white. There are people that I don't like that are white. And none of it is racially inclined. None of it is put together by racism. It's because I just don't like their policies. You know, like the president. I have absolutely no respect for him. He has to have some kind of modicum of smartness to him because he made it to be a president, not just one time, but twice. He has to have some smarts there, but where he hides it, I don't know. But when it comes to the truth, that seems to evade him almost 100% of the time. Every once in a while, he'll come out with something that really somewhere. Well, actually, he does. He throws the truth in there every once in a while and just make sure that it's there somewhere. But we have to start thinking about this, folks. Jesse Jackson, when it came to this crime that I was just talking about, if that would have been a bunch of white thugs almost killing a black man, boy, he'd have been on the airwaves within 30 seconds of that happening, and we'd have heard nothing else about anything for weeks after that, and it would all been about how people that were involved who did this to this poor black person had no justification in doing what they did, had no justification in beating up this man, but because this one went the other way, it took him weeks to even acknowledge it happened. And then he makes this little comment about how our culture is sick and that it's a product of the sickness of culture. Not only can't he bring himself to call this a hate crime, he excuses the attackers from any culpability. You see, it's not their fault because they beat an innocent man into a coma, because he will live in, because we live in a sick racist society. And what's with that line, there's ignorance based in knowledge? What the heck does he mean? What did he mean by that? Having the knowledge is the opposite of being ignorant, I think. And I've gone way over my break. I'll take it now.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Delaware Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Okay. We're back after that one. You are listening to ConservativeNationMedia.com and the New Weiss Conservatism Radio Show out here on location at the Defend the Constitution rally in Waynesboro, Tennessee. And I'm Robert Garding. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. And we are working to, here we are working to save the Constitution from any more damage that from our government that is out there right now. We have flyers out here that we can hand out. We've got the Declaration of Independence, which actually is, you can actually read what's on there and all of the things. We've got here people who are Joe Carr, who is running against Lamar Alexander. And we got flyers out here that tell why Lamar Alexander is wrong for Tennessee. And it says Lamar Alexander's liberty-killing voting record gives irrefutable proof that he cannot be trusted to legislate in Tennessee, or actually anywhere else in the United States for that matter. Lamar has betrayed Tennessee, America, and its oath of office. His voting record confirms this fact. Lamar is actually a liberal. And that goes through a whole list of things of it shows Lamar Alexander's voting records. Like in 2009, Senator Alexander voted against the National Right to Work Act, which they passed in Indiana, I think last year or the year before. That same year, Senator Alexander also voted Hilda Solis, Barack Obama's first labor secretary. He voted for the federal minimum wage increase, which, you know, everybody knows. If you stop and think about these kind of things, you give a mandatory minimum wage increase, what's going to happen? You know, people are going to make more money. Okay, granted, that sometimes can be a good thing. But once the companies have to pay more for their employees, guess what else is going to be going up? You give people more money so they have more money to spend. Well, all of a sudden, because they're getting more money, the employers have to pay more money. Guess what? The price of things they have to buy is also going up. Well, you know, one of the things we have problems with here is gasoline. They've always told us things, you know, if the price of gasoline goes up, it's always because a refinery has gone down in the Gulf or something like that. Now they're coming up with things like this last one where the gasoline went up, it jumped up probably about 20 cents a gallon in Indiana. But they said it was because of a glitch in the BP refinery. Well, the glitch, that shouldn't do anything at all. But it raised price of gas 20 cents a gallon. There, one of the ones before that was where they talked about how the price of gasoline went up because the cost of making propane had a there was an ingredient there that was becoming hard to get, so the cost of gasoline went up. They are giving us all kinds of interesting reasons now as to why they're raising the price of gasoline, but I don't know, probably 25% of them maybe have something to do with gas, but other than that, I don't think that too much of anything else has anything to do with the price of gas anymore, just to raise it on us. After all, Obama did promise he was going to do that to us. Nobody listened when he said that, but he did tell us that the price of gasoline was necessarily going to have to skyrocket because of his policies. And here we go and elect him. He kept that promise. That was one promise he did keep. But we also got more stuff here. Lamar Alexander's voting record. He increased for increasing foreign aid. He voted for increased labor, HHS education funding. He increased Amtrak subsidies. Well, you know, a lot of these things don't need to be increased. He voted for warrantless searches. He voted for confirmation of Sotomayor, that wise Latina lady who probably knows less than my 14-year-old. He voted for continuing airline subsidies. He voted for the use of the Patriot Act to search Americans' firearms records. You know, we've got to get of people like this. They don't represent us. They don't represent anybody unless they're liberals themselves. And the person who's running against him is Joe Carr, who is a really good man. He's here at the rally today, and he is actually one of the speakers here, and he was actually the second speaker that we had, John Harris was the first, and our Kathy Hinners is going to be the seventh speaker. She's probably speaking right now, and after her was Bill Warner and then Jacob Grimm, who I met yesterday. He is running for Congress, and we hope he wins. We're going to have a whole bunch of people. We've got patriotic artists and musicians, Buck Allen is here, Mrs. Karen Vaughn is the 10th speaker, Mr. Billy Vaughn is the 11th speaker, and Mr. Frank Mitchell is the 12th. And then we have after that, patriotic artist and musician, the Gibbons. And you may not have heard many of these people. They're really good. I've been listening to them for a while. And on the internet, we have also Wild Bill for America has his videos out on YouTube, and I remember starting to follow him before he was putting out very many videos. He put out maybe one or two a year or something like that. He's putting out three, four a week now. He's here. He's going to be speaking, and he's our 13th speaker. I hope that I'm around when he gets to speak, because he's really neat. I've been following him for a long time. And at 7:30, Jackson Young, opening for Grammy Award winner Brian White, will be here. And at 9 p.m., the Jamie Grooms and Band. We're going to have ourselves quite a little lineup here. We are patriotic artists and musicians, I think. Chloe's Open Socket was going to be here. I don't know if they are now. They're going to be here. They've actually left their drum set up on stage so it can be used, which we're going to have. There's all kinds of people here, and we're going to have a lot of fun. If you're outside of Waynesboro, Tennessee, if you're anywhere in the area, you might want to join us in our second hour break. So we'll be right back after this start the second hour of the show.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky... Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better. You're really okay?
You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back for the second hour of the New Wise Conservatives and Radio Show. We're actually still out here at in the wind. It's we've had people walk up a couple minutes ago. We had a little kid walk up and walk one of our little flags out here. We got the whole front end of our booth is light air bike stuck into the ground. We got a car for U.S. Senate sign sitting right out here, kind of moving in the breeze. I got my printer right below me, which is something that I brought to make sure of this. You know, I could print out things that I needed in case I found something. We have Joe Carr here, who is in the Tennessee Republican primary on August 7th, 2014. He's working to beat Lamar Alexander, who I just gave a list of a lot of things that he has done to the people here in Tennessee. And you know, it's like we try to get themselves people here in Tennessee that will do something on the lines of what, you know, our governor in Indiana did a few weeks ago, and Indiana became the first state to totally get rid of the Common Core, which is a joke for people. You know, if parents would stop and just look at some of the things that their kids are bringing home because of Common Core, if people would just stop and look and listen to their kids as they're talking about what they're being taught in schools because of Common Core, they would just come this whole thing would come apart. So we have politicians like Governor Mike Pence, who signed the bill in Indiana a couple of weeks ago to outlaw Common Core in Indiana, and I think a whole bunch of states are going to be following that example, because we have kids coming home with questions answered by who, for crying out loud, they're asking questions about step-parents abusing kids and what should they do. You don't ask kids like that in school, for crying out loud. Well, we've got here in Tennessee, you got Lamar Alexander is one of these people who doesn't give a darn about what the people want. He's not there to serve the American people. He's there to have the American people do what he wants them to do. Well, we've got Shukar, who is running against him. He's here at the rally. He's going to be speaking. Let me a little brochure. That's the United States process. Just absolutely anything about it, no. And it's at least twice that much. Well, it's a lot more than that. Today, the national debt is $17 trillion. Something we've got to do. Yeah, there's just absolutely nothing that if the American people doesn't allow it, and we've allowed it for so long. We've got a bunch of people here. We've got Dave Mann standing out in front of here. We've got Kathy Hinners, Daily Roll Call, and this is really a neat thing to be at. I wish that more people could be here. We're just having ourselves a blast, and we're looking to have Kathy join us here on the show. She just got through speaking, I think, out at the rally out here, and I'm not really sure what. Okay, there we go, Kathy.
Yep, can you hear me?
I'm not sure if I can, but you should be out there somewhere, I'm pretty sure. No, you're not muted or anything. I don't hear it yet. No, we couldn't even hear you. We heard people yelling and screaming and, you know, they, yay! So we thought, well, my first thought was speaking about Kathy's up there. That was all kinds of fun. We're and so that's Imam here in Tennessee.
Oh yeah, Pastor Toddy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, those are things that we've got to, you know, get rid of, and as long as the people allow the our politicians to allow these kind of things, it's going to continue to happen until it stopped.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have that. We don't have that. We work today from the wrong thing about it. You know, with older people, you know, college that are radicalized with that ideology. So I'm not surprised what he's saying. Revelation about Christian Jews. We do have more faith in saying these things. The whole thing to that was we edited it to say that.
Yeah.
So, but you know, when you listen to it in speech, there's no way to edit it to receive it. It's a voice. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of those emails around Tennessee. I'm sure you have. Well, actually, you have an
idea. We've got a big one. We've got the big one out there. And that's actually in the town that I work in, too. So I work maybe a 3 miles from that.
And they are built in Baltimore. It's really... So we either move someone from office, we can get people in there that get us back to the way it should be. I said this to you before, Robert. I don't think he's ever going to leave. I don't think he's ever going to leave. So I could be wrong, but I think that he's in power, and I think he'll come up with some sort of either executive decision or some nonsense, that, you know, whether it's martial law or something, keep him in place for a period of time. He's, you know, he's on the road to destroy us. We guys here are starting.
Yeah, they're all it's on it.
Christians, and of course, then you got that guy Fisher.
Yeah, Dave Vance.
This is cool. I wish we could do this, like, again, and with everyone else together.
Mm-hmm.
I know Duke is listening, but hi, Duke. Too bad you couldn't be here today. On that note, I'll hand it over to Dr. Dave.
Okay. And I'm not sure if your mic was... I'm coming over. I know. Yeah. I'm on my phone. I'm on my phone. So I'm not going to share my computer. Okay.
Robert Gardy.
And Robert, how are you doing? Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well. Some of the stuff about Obama and stuff. Oh, well, that's okay. At least it's for a good cause.
Indeed.
So I was told that you had some information for us, or?
Well, I'm here speaking today. The information, I guess, that I'm going to spend any time talking to people, is created a new program called Voices for the Voiceless.
Okay.
I've been running up and down the roads in Tennessee, flying to Europe. Of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Political Islam is the part of Islam to say, you know, I'll work with his favorite. Where I have the fewest fans is in the clergy. Discovering that the clergy does not want to know anything about this.
No, they don't.
So finally I decided for broadcast. This is an FM radio station in Nashville.
Nashville.
It goes out to, oh, I don't know how many. I spent time with 100,000. So some things peculiar about this is even though I've been doing this for 2 years, and we discussed for an hour, Christians are the most persecuted demographic group in the world.
Yeah.
Every week, more Christians die. I'll put it another way. I never lacked material to talk about. Not only do we talk about what happens, but why it happens. Here's the part about the show. They don't hear from anybody.
No.
I mean, nobody is like, some church is like trying to make love to a dead woman. I'm calling the news on you all, but nothing seems to happen.
Not going to help. Yeah.
Not going to help. So many qualities that I just...
Good thing.
No one pays attention to them. So I want to give them a voice, because I've talked with ministers about their need to know about Islam, and they go, look, I'm a minister to Christ. I just need to know the Gospels. I don't need anything about Islam. So I said, okay.
They do, though.
So if you're really a minister, let's put your faith to a test. Matthew 25 is about Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where the sheep and the goats, left hand, right hand. And it's a final exam if we're all Christian on that day. And I used to be a college professor, and students always want to know what's going to be on the exam. So I'm going to tell you what's going to be on the exam. When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? Now, what Christ was referring to there is not talking to visit somebody who's in there for grand theft auto or selling
crack. Or your friend.
Right. So he's talking about persecuted Christians, because in the book of Acts, can be summarized in one sentence. The church is born, good men die.
Mm-hmm.
So Christians are commanded to care for the persecuted church.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's voices and people other than the minister bring pressure to bear, knowledge to bear inside of the churches what's going on every week. Every more people got it. This is sort of an attempt to get a program that's very simple. Pray for the dead in church. Surely the church can do that.
Well, sure. Yeah.
The other thing is that in Nashville, I'm trying to introduce, there are many refugees from Islam in Nashville, Coptic Christians, Sudanese Christians, Lebanese Christians. So I want to put together a committee which will help bring these people to the churches so that you can hear their stories. And I, by the way, have met a lot of these people. And I'll tell you something else for Christians about meeting these people. You'll meet these people, and then you'll understand, oh, that's what Christianity is about. These are some of the most pious, observant people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
And then you can hear stories from their mouth. People say to me, oh, Bill, he's a hater. Bill, he's an Islamophobe. So, actually, they say more than that about me.
I can imagine.
So anyway, how can you deny it when a Lebanese Christian or a Syrian Christian tells you about what happened and how their mother was killed by a mob when they came out of the bus? You can't look at that person and go, oh, you're making that up. So what I want to do is I want to bring voices to the church. As an example, let's say that we're here in the rural part of Tennessee right now, and let's say that you don't know of any persecuted Christians. You also know.
And after suite 126 to 41, that's the website of political business. And I put it into the chat room, but the chat room just it's not open. And so we stopped a little bit here. I didn't get my 15 stop set in, so I'll go ahead and do that right now, and I'll be right back in a few seconds.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever. Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events,
Kathy?
Pictures and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Hi, this is Dave Vance inviting you to join me every Monday night for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Even if you're not from the volunteer state, you'll want to know what's happening because one day it will affect you. Every week you'll hear interviews with experts, legislators, and citizens who are fed up and making a stand. So join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central Time for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com.
Okay, I kind of played that twice. We're into the last hour of the show. We had Kathy Enners here. I hope that she showed up because with listening of this, I wasn't exactly sure what to this, and we had Dr. Bill here. He talked to us about political Islam, how churches need to start talking about this. We've got so many Christians being killed all over the world in the name of Islam, and nobody's saying anything about this. We and even the churches won't, which is to me is really bad because it's like saying that dead Christians don't matter. The only one that matters is the one that came back to life. Well, I seriously doubt if Jesus would say that. I'm pretty sure that he would, and because the voice that they've got stuff is on politicalislam.com. That's one word, politicalislam.com, and we hope that a lot of you people go there and check it.
I got
Kathy Ginnard over here, and being on the.
You kicked ass.
Having herself a blast. She's getting ready to leave. She's all burned out for the day. Literally burned and everything. She wouldn't even take her broad spectrum SPF stuff because she says she's already burned, so it doesn't matter anymore. But she gave a good speech, and I think Bing was over there during that time or something. And I'm not hearing anything. Wrong? Times when we want to. And there he is. He's back. I got to this time.
Yeah, there's some latency, I guess, here, but hopefully that won't happen with Marsha, which is coming up right next. But, yeah, I was saying that Billy Bond is really proud of him. I mean, he's very vocal and very articulate. He's, you know, we're talking about the right to be the president, actually, the chair of it. He's calling the way out. They're proud of him. It was a great speech. I mean, we could hear him all the way. I could hear him all the way from up here, which is odd because mostly only the band you can hear from up here.
Yeah, we, it's been a lot of fun out here. There's been a lot of good things happening.
Quite a few people
seen. But it's not over yet. We've still got tomorrow to go. I think today was the big day, is what they're talking about.
Yeah, today is pretty much the big day. Tomorrow, they're going to have the Gibsons. They're going to come out and do some preaching. They're a band, a Christian rock band. And they're going to play in the morning early. And I'm probably be leaving early in the morning too, because I've got to get back to Indianapolis. So before the storms start hitting Monday. Yeah, it's been a great event. We've done the Constitution Rally up here in Waynesboro, Tennessee, and a great venue. And I'm going to be talking more about that on my show coming up at 5.
Yeah, it's not going to be very long.
It's another 27 minutes or so. It's 30 minutes.
Like I said, I wanted to get on here and check out my connection. And I can hear that bird just crystal clear on his microphone. I'm going to check out his mother's microphone. Hit 1-2. Okay, I think we got that. I think we're all set up on it. I'm going to talk about my child situation. I'll find them.
Yeah, well, he was trying to get myself going here with my stuff, but I've got another thing I've got to talk about. Stuff that is kind of got another break coming up, and I'm trying to find my stuff for.
Are you trying to find the lie? Yeah, I mean,
my next live
to breathe.
You have to kind of imagine with the windy. It's kind of breezy. It's not like, you know, storm, tropical storm wind, but I mean, it's once in a while you get a wind come through and our papers go flying off the table and our handouts that we got and that kind of stuff. And so we're trying to keep up with that. And it's just, there's a lot going on. There's people stopping in. And, we had, you know, a little boy come up trying to take a flag, and he asked for it, and there was a stop shelter. I told him, yes, go ahead. You know, we got these little flags that he bought and sitting out in front. It was cute. At least he asked me, then just take off,
and I just lost my call.
But, yeah, it's been fun. Now Robert just dropped his call, so I don't know. We might have to only be one person on the line at one time, but he'll be dialing back in. If you guys did not make this rally, we are going to be partnering with some other people that are going to be doing a rally in Sevierville, up there by around Knoxville, on June 27th, I believe. 27th or 28th, I have to get confirm that up. And that one's going to be big, I think. I'm sure that we'll give you some more details as time goes on. But that one, we're talking maybe perhaps having some really big artists in there, some big names. So we're trying to get all that hooked up. And I'm sitting here trying to fill in for Robert while he lost the call. You still trying to get that call up, Robert? Yeah, you shaking his head? Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with today. It's just very spotty on cell phones, and we're very spotty on the Wi-Fi connection. We're dependent on using Wi-Fi to do the show. And normally we stream these when we're at our house or something. We're connected, plugged in directly to the internet. At least I know I am. So,
how's that?
Okay, Robert. Welcome back, Robert. And hope we don't go through too much more.
Okay, we've got our half hour break just starting out for our last 30 minute break. ConservativeNationRadio.org, and I'm not sure why they never changed that. It should be ConservativeNationMedia.com, is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just a standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and there's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock, and this is probably an old one. And LifeLock, now Conservative Nation Media, is proud to announce that when you join LifeLock, you can get the first 30 days free. I think this might be an old one. So it's the one that came up. Protect your identity with LifeLock. Go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. And click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did. And that was an old one, but that's the one that came up when I clicked on it. So we're having all kinds of neat fun here today, I guess. But get that out of my way and go with my other one here.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay. What?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Meadows, host of Graceland. Join myself and author Curtis Mang on Thursday nights for some common sense conservatism from the soul of the South. That's Graceland from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 9 to 10 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com.
Okay, we are back. The last half hour of the show. We got Kathy Hinders here, and I hope
she was saying because
she plugged the microphone into my computer, and that wasn't working. So I was facing her, trying to get my microphone to pick up what she was saying. And we've got all kinds of things going by. She's got. We went by with 8 new residents, and they make them all. They drive past. A woman in a bikini that's walking past us over here. She's got a black top, and the bottom looks like it's got an American flag on it. But it's we got the river back behind here. We got people on the river scooting across the river on all kinds of things. So look, they had that airboat out here, so I'm wondering if they put that out in the river, but Bing is still here, and
yeah, I'm still here. I'm going to have to leave here shortly so I can get my show prepped up on the air. Yeah, great time. We're not over yet. Supposedly we're going to be going out for quite a while longer. We still got some more music playing. We got some more speakers to go. I don't know at what point they are right now. I know that Billy Long just spoke. Frank Mitchell should be next, or if he already did. And we got the Gibsons are going to play, or the Gibsons are going to play some music for a while.
Yeah, I know after Kathy Hinders finished talking, she came over here and talked for a little bit. We have Bill Warner was here, and he talked for us. I stood up next to him so he could hear what he was saying. So I'm hoping that worked out really good. But it's absolutely the most perfect day out here. The wind is blowing a little bit. That actually keeps it from being really hot. And got this great big expanse of reef out here that for the rally, and we put the stage up there. I've heard music playing in play. And some things up there. And it's kind of sad that we have to be wet back here because of the Wi-Fi situation. But hey, we've had people come over here. Like I said, that little boy that came over wanted one of our American flags. And he ran up and took one out of the ground, and that was what he wanted. And, you know, it's nice that we've got kids or enough of them so that they want flags. But it's been a fun day. I've enjoyed it. There's been a lot going on here.
Yeah, Robert, it definitely was 5 hours. There were all these speakers for a day of fun, and if you wanted to, you could go on the river or jump in there for a little bit. You know, it's cold on body. I mean, it was a pretty good day for that.
Yeah, it's just absolutely beautiful out here. I got to look out there before I started the show, and there was actually 3 or 4 canoes that went by when I was looking. So there's a bunch of people out there, and we've got staff members running in and out of the building here, and trucks out here, the rumbling of their mufflers out there, bringing in, looks like they're bringing in more canoes.
And more people
are wanting to take care of that. People standing at the fence watching us. We're doing our show here, and we're just having ourselves a blast. It's a lot of fun. Wish you guys were here that aren't. Duke, wish he was here. That would have been fun for him, I think. But, you know, we understand he's a long ways away in Delaware. So it would have been a long trip for him to come out here.
Yeah.
Complaining about the 430 miles that I had to drive. But hey, it was worth it, I think. It was a lot of fun.
Still is. Yeah, and when my show starts, I guess you get to run up and go check out the band and the rest of the speakers. I think Wild Bill is going to be the next one after the Gibsons to speak. And then Jackson Young opening for Grammy Award winner Brian White from 7:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. And then 9 p.m. on is going to be the Jimmy Green band. And they're going to play, and then any other artist can play some more songs and music if they want. So perhaps at that time, I might just go up there and see if I can jam a little bit.
Yeah.
Please,
I know after the show I'm going to take a break and head over there and see what's going on, and I'll probably be back to helping with his show since he's been here for mine for a good portion of the time and giving me pointers and letting me know what I needed to talk about at times when I kind of got lost in the deep weeds here. You know, us conservatives get lost in the deep weeds too every once in a while. It's not just the liberals. And,
no. Liberals do it, you just want to slap them around. Conservatives do it, you understand. So, palatable. But on that note, I'm going to take off and get things up real quick and get my show perked up to a totally different network. So, appreciate it. Great show, Robert.
Well, thank you. And we'll be looking forward to listening to yours, too, which, you know, thankfully I've got an iPhone, so I take off down there, I'll be able to listen to you. And even call in if I will. Well, I'd have to call in to listen, I guess. It'll be fun. And my wife just handed me a caterpillar. Look at that.
No, I thought he was stinging one.
He was calling on my book. I guess he's a bookworm.
He's a bookworm. Okay. Yeah, well, maybe he wants to be on the show and tell us what he thinks Obama's doing to him.
Yeah, or what Obama's done that's good for the country, and all you hear out of him is nothing. So on that note, I'm going to take off and take care, Robert, and see you in a little bit.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Bing. We'll be looking forward to hearing you on your show in a few minutes. I'm getting ready for the last 20 minutes of my show. and I guess we'll call this little guy Charlie or something like that. He's running around on the tips of my wife's fingers here, going over that blue sparkle nail polish she has there.
All right. We'll see you, Robert.
Okay. You have a good one. We've got all kinds of things going on here. I read you that article from Newsmax magazine about the women GOP that we have this year. And I'm sure these women are just scaring the living bejackers out of Obama and the left, because they know they're wrong. It's stated many, many times, and as I listened to and Andrew Wilkow on the Blaze Network, he always said it's just exactly the way it is. We are right, they are wrong. You know, and it may not always. We're not always right, but right at the moment, the way they've been lately, they're always wrong. We have to really be careful about what they're trying to do to this nation. And if we continue to allow them to push the United States in the direction that we are, this is not going to be a pretty sight. But we've got pro-pot legislation that's taken root across the nation. Many believe our nation is becoming the United States of marijuana. And this is an article in the Newsmax magazine, and on the cover it shows a marijuana leaf with the American flag emblazoned on it. You know, it's got the stars and stripes, the stars up in the corner, and then the stripes across the other leaf that says underneath the United States of Marijuana. And it starts out with a thing that says, Allison is high. A 34-year-old working professional is sitting on her front porch only a few blocks from the local police station, joint in hand, openly flouting the law. And they've got in Washington State now, it's supposedly legal to smoke pot as medicinal stuff. And in Indiana, or not Indiana, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry about that, Indiana. But in Colorado, it's legal for medicinal marijuana, and I've studied a little bit on that one, and it's still not legal to openly smoke on the streets in Colorado, although they've got this new law now that is now stating that, you know, it's medicinally, it's you can do it. Well, you're in Colorado, you're on the street, you're smoking a joint and the cop pulls you over, and you surely you say, well, this is medicinal. Oh, yeah, you could probably find a doctor who would go for that anytime. This is not going to be a good law. This is not, we're not going the direction this country needs to be. But the article goes on to say, it says, upbeat and energetic, dressed in a sleek navy blue pantsuit, she defies the Cheech and Chong stereotype of a stoner. She works as a data processor at a local hospital. The cops have better things to do with their time, she says matter-of-factly. Well, there it is. Cops have better things to do with their time. They got murderers out there. They've got, according to the government, they got terrorists everywhere now. And they really have to be busy on that one. It's 10 minutes past 5 on Friday in the small suburb of Sunbury, Pennsylvania, a quaint little Rush Belt town of about 10,000 nestled on the east bank of the Susquehanna River. Most people here work at the textile mill or in the big supermarket chain. Sunbury would not exactly be considered a hotbed of lawlessness or social rebellion. Allison, who says she's not trying to make a political statement, just wants a peaceful high. Most people who smoke marijuana, whether they tell you this or not, want a high. That's why they do it. My ex-wife, before she died, she went into smoking marijuana, and she did it because it helped her body to relax and get away from the pain that she was in 100% of the time. I could see it, but that reason was always there. She wanted that high. That was it. the pain did go away a little bit, but she wanted that high, and that was her reasoning. That was the way she talked, and that's what she is. And we are at the 45 mark now, so I'll stop and hit our last break, and we will be right back.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
God bless you all.